The Sentai Review, Episode 3, 1979, Super Sentai.
Who are the next Rangers?
Oh, man. They look like shit.
Dude, they're epic.
The 70s decade was shit.
At least they were refined.
The first series a better score.
That was the first Ranger series. You got it. You have to get Battle Fever J.
1979. Battle Fever J.
That is that. That come on, these guys are gonna be epic.
Sounds like Golden Age right there. Dude. We need to really.
Are these Disco Rangers?
Hey, Jay, that sounds like really something up your alley. Yeah,
I heard the word fever. Are these Disco Rangers?
This is also the introduction. It's the first time I found a Megazord, by the way.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
What?
Check these guys out.
What are they trying to be like X-Men ripoff or something?
This is Battle Fever J.
This?
Wow.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
These are terrible!
These are awful!
What the fuck? Were they supposed to be, like, airplane pilots with those sashes?
Found an epic anime picture of them.
That makes them look good. And then we go to here. And they look like they're a bunch of fucking androids.
Look, here's my favorite part. Her legs are exposed, her hair is fake.
Do you see it? I'm giving it a one. It's a one.
Okay. We still have to describe the Ranger.
Oh, no, we don't.
Yes, we do. Okay. This is radio. They can't see it. We have to describe what we are looking at here. So please, Red Ranger, start with him. What are we
really doing? You really want to start with the red? I want to start with the orange Ranger because there's never been an orange
so
far.
We're going to go across.
No, he's not an orange Ranger. He's a pharaoh.
The Red Ranger is a complete red dome, weird, spiky, not yet spiky, riveted head, I guess. He's got two big black eyes, and then
a mouth
cut above his nose, going at a triangular down cut. His entire bottom face is just a silver exposed face, like a silvery white.
Yeah, it looks
then he has an
like
epic,
he's got robot
then,
head.
Then he has an epic sash.
That might give him a redeeming quality.
See?
The epic sash that blends in with his uniform.
It blends in with his uniform.
It makes his uniform
he's almost,
look even
he's
worse.
Almost all white, except for some outlining reds on his shoulders.
I'm noticing
gloves
something.
And boots and his belt.
He has a symbol on his chest like a superhero emblem.
No.
What?
I'm noticing something with those.
What?
Those are the flags. He's the Japanese Ranger.
Awesome!
The Blue Ranger is the French Ranger.
Oh, we're getting real.
I have no clue. I'm just going to say Jamaican.
Switch the picture. Find him.
Well, judging by his colors.
I don't know. Well, maybe not. Oh my god, Soviet Russian Ranger!
His costume looks like a pharaoh, though.
He has exposed legs, too. He has exposed legs, too.
What the fuck over?
I guess to be, gender equal here.
I can't tell what flag that could be.
He's got a K on his belt.
Oh, they have something. Oh, yeah, I see like a B, a K, an A.
America, Japan, France.
Oh my god.
Russia.
We got the chick.
That's a C, though.
No. Is it a C or a G?
It's a C. No,
switch
that's
the picture.
A C.
Switch the picture. We got four or five of them.
Slide.
Switch it.
There-ish. I'm working on it. That's a K. I can't see it because he's blocking it again. And they're cut off right there.
Awesome.
That lets me see the flag a little bit more, but the fuck would a K be?
Oh, it's, Kenya, maybe?
That's possible. Yeah,
why would it be a cat like, though?
Dude, these guys are epic. Okay, going off the red, well, going away
the
from
the
red.
Why does he look like a pharaoh?
Hold on, we got to go away from the red. All we've done is describe the red. We got to go away from the red. The blue looks like something out of Ultraman.
Yeah, actually, it looks like a complete ripoff of Ultraman.
Except he's got the white uniform with blue belt, blue gloves, blue shoulders, like a racing line down his arm. And then he's got blue boots.
And he's got a French shield on his
chest. And he has a French shield on his chest.
An F belt buckle.
I thought, is that an F?
Yep.
It's an F.
Okay, an F belt buckle.
That's why I said A.
Now let's talk about your favorite ranger, the Pharaoh Ranger over here.
With the communist sickle and hammer on Field of Red. Ruby looking.
He's the
shield.
Soviet Ranger.
Maybe this was an idea of, you know, because all these different shows, like especially things like Star Trek and whatnot, try to see the equality, we all come together. Maybe there's a force so great that each country sent, you know.
So only these five countries have these ridiculous suits?
I don't know. I've never seen the show. All I can do is speculate and say that maybe
what
these were.
What does the C stand for?
It looks like a G to me. That's the word.
It's probably Cyrillic. It's probably referring to the Soviet Union.
Oh, oh,
but why does he have a feral hat thing?
So
on?
They took guys from all different cultures and countries, and they put them into a team, and they have to get over their differences to work together. That could easily be the theme of the show.
Why does he have exposed legs?
That I cannot
because
possibly
because in Soviet
explain.
Russia. Legs expose you.
Are we sure that it's not a woman?
Yes.
Flip to another picture. We have five pictures. Keep going.
Now, in there, it looks like he's got pants.
He's got pants.
Okay. It's a weird picture. Okay, all of them have this. Look at the guys. Even the guys in the white. You can see the fabric is weird. Like, the fabric in the middle here, where their crotches are, it's like the way it's stitched, there's a weird area in there.
It looks like they could just rip the leg off.
Yeah, like they could rip the
legs
off. So, going to this orange dude has these red bug eyes, exposed bottom V face, all silvery white.
You know, with him crouching like that, yeah, I see that 1 foot slid forward and stuff. It looks like he's about the Kazakh dance all up in your chin.
He has the
oh, that's what the C stands for.
For some reason,
I thought that was a K, though.
For
no,
some reason,
he has a C.
No, because
this
of
dude has a K.
Yeah.
Yes. And
we're talking this dude.
For some reason, he has the head thing, the headdress
from a pharaoh.
No.
Yes. Oh. Aside from the headdress from the pharaoh, we have all in orange. He's an orange ranger. His outline is black. He has the Soviet Russia emblem on his chest. Yes. Orange boots and orange gloves.
He's
the most colored, except for the black, which we're coming to next.
Is it the black or green?
Yeah, Kazakh spelled.
I think that's black.
Hey, I think it is black. You might be right.
No,
the
it's
black.
Green.
What?
Is it green?
Huh?
Nevertheless,
looks
the C
black. That's black. I'm colorblind, and that's black.
It's got.
Mostly
black
with the greens. Yeah,
okay, it's
green
got green outlines.
Which threw me off.
He's got a yellow stripe going down his helmet. Once again,
and he's a cat man.
And the shield pattern and, cat man and the color, the color scheme and the shield pattern does coordinate with Kenya.
Okay, so he's Kenya.
He's a kitty Kenya.
So wait a second. He's like
he's a panther.
So he's
like Black Panther.
He's like Black Panther from Marvel, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea here, maybe.
But the Black Panther was South America.
Right, he was from a made up country and all, I think, wasn't he?
Who?
Black Panther was actually out of Africa.
Oh,
he's from a fictional country.
Yeah, it's Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
He's not from a real country one way or another.
It's the most scientifically advanced.
But the only way I can explain this guy, the best way I can explain it is you take Black Panther, give him big red eyes, put a yellow, like an orangey yellow stripe on the top of his head.
Some green stripes and stuff.
And then put an emblem on him
and
a sash.
A white sash.
And you have this guy.
Everyone has a white sash, too.
He looks like the original Black Panther costume.
Though the white sash on the lady from U.S. looks more like a tie in some of these pictures.
That's fine. We're not on her yet. We're talking this epic black dude. Black green guy.
Oh, and then this, it looks like... Let's see. I can't even tell. Is that a bow staff or something like that that the guy from Japan has? The French guy has a fencing rapier. The guy from Russia has size.
Sweet.
The kid the has
American
a whip.
The Kenya dude has a whip. Daggers, and the guy from Kenya has a whip. At okay. least that's from the fan art.
The last person to talk about is the most epic. The lady,
fake hair lady,
has a fake wig on top of her helmet. She has blue bug eyes, the same V-cut thing for her white face deal.
And her legs are exposed.
The rest of her costume follows the same design as the Blue Ranger, except her legs are exposed. And she's American, we assume. We can't get a perfect look at the flag, but we're almost positive that's what it is.
No, it's American because it's got...
That's what I just said. Stripes. But we don't have even one picture where you can see it perfectly.
No, it's a big star and the stripes. That's right. The stripes.
That's what I just said, as I said...
Which is American.
Right.
And then it looks like there's like these weird blue wing things off to the side.
What the hell are you talking about? Blue wing things?
Blue wing things.
Oh, okay. The shield. I was counting that like the same...
Kind of like an... I don't know, maybe an American Eagle kind of...
It's possible.
Kind of a...
Dealey
emblematic.
So?
I'm giving him a 1.
Oh! Listen to him!
I'm giving him a 1. Because Cossack Man does not need to look like an Egyptian pharaoh.
Shit, that's the reason why I'm giving it a 2.
Shane's giving it a 2 because the Russian guy looks like an Egyptian
pharaoh. Russian guy saved it from getting a 1.
Oh, they also have a Zord.
Oh, yeah, Zord. Which looks like...
Samurai.
It looks like a really weird samurai with 2 giant kunai.
Sweet. Ultimate sweet.
Oh, now he's got a sword.
And now he's got a katana. Anyways, we're going off of the Rangers' costumes, yep. Not their Zords.
It's still awesome that they got a Zord.
So, what are you giving it, Scott?
1.5.
1.5.
So far, you're the hater.
I am the hater. Fuck this team.
I gave it a 0.5 because of the different kinds of costumes.
They're from different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing...
You're up, Bill.
This thing does get a 1.5. These guys, they are so unreasonably ridiculous. Like, it's almost hard to believe this is part of the same series.
I don't like the fact that they each one of them looks like they belong in a different show altogether.
Yeah,
that's a right crossover there. Series.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. Personally, what with... each one having a wild design and fake hair, come on.
The fake wig caught my attention instantly.
I will be gracious and give it a 2.
And that is most gracious, a 2.
Thank God we're done with this, we got a 1.6.
Oh, he's hating. He's hating so hard.
Usually I'm the hater, but I haven't hated once.
I'm sorry, I stole your supply of hater.
1978, I believe, now, right?
No.
And that was 79.
1980?
That was 79. Okay, 1980.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.